Beloved congregation, we read in the Old Testament about a man, David, the man after God's own heart. In Psalm 119, that he said, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes." And in the New Testament, then we read about the disciples in Luke 11, the first verse, "The Lord teach us to pray." And later on in John 14, then we read about another man, his name was Thomas, and he said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Thus, three different people who don't know. And if we receive grace from the Lord, people, then we are a man that don't know it. An hypocrite have no trouble with it. But if we, by the grace of God, were made from a hypocrite and sinner, that is the work of the Lord, of course, because we are all by nature hypocrites. But if the Lord made us a sinner, then we don't know. In Ecclesiastes, I shall give no more examples this evening, but in Ecclesiastes, there you read about those that don't know to go to the city. There again, in the first place, in paradise, we have lust the true knowledge of God. We became ignorant. And in the second place, we have also the least desire to know something. That is also not with us, no. I have told you many times, people, it is awful to say it, awful. And it is a hard thing to accept it. But by nature, whether that we shall go to hell or to heaven, that make for us no difference. I hope, congregation, I hope from the bottom of my heart that you are convinced of it. Convinced of it. Because it is not different. And the Lord have to teach us and to instruct us. From the beginning to the end. And now Paul, you know that man, of course, I have not to explain that further to you this evening. But now Paul, by the grace of the Lord, that was a man who knew in which it consists, the way of salvation. But in the second place, he know also how that it goes. And now, Christ must be preached. There is no other name given under heaven whereby that he must be saved. And if any minister would preach something different, then it is entirely wrong. Entirely. But there is a difference, people. Christ for us or Christ in us. And now to preach what Christ had done for his church, that is important. But in the second place, how that we come to that knowledge and how that it is applied to our hearts. This evening, with the help of the Lord, I will say something about that. My text is in the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire this far. I would place above that text this evening not John, but Christ. In the first place, the great important position of John. And then in the second place, the necessity of Christ. And in the third place, the wonderful and powerful ministration of him. You read in the Word of God that Christ himself had said that amongst women that there was not one in the world greater than John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. That means, of course, that John, not in regard to his person, but to his position, that he was greater than Isaiah, greater than Jeremiah, greater than Ezekiel, and greater than Daniel, who are always called the great prophets. That John that was born in a way which was impossible. Zacharias was old, and that woman, that Elizabeth, was far in age. In other words, she was no more in the time that she could bring a child in the world. The Lord said it clear in his word. But the Lord had showed there that what is impossible with men, that is possible with the Lord. That Jan that is born, and he was one of those that was regenerated before that he came in the world. Durham, you have heard about that man, one of our old riders. Durham, he said, the work of the Lord was wrought in the heart of that man in a mysterious way. That is far above our understanding. That John the Baptist, he had a separate life. He was living in the wilderness. You read never in the Bible that he had connection with other people. He had lived alone. Locust and wild honey, that was his food. He was a son of a priest, and he had a right to live in a city of the priest. He had a right upon the income of a priest. But he had denied everything, because that boy that was born for a very special purpose. That John the Baptist must be the messenger, the herald of Christ. And as we have heard this evening by the reading of Isaiah 40, he was called by the Lord to prepare the way for Christ. That is the point that in this evening, especially, I will bring out to you. To prepare the way. There was no way. There was nothing as in wilderness. John the Baptist, he himself lived in the wilderness, but the Lord said, make straight, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. In these words, congregation, you have an insight how that it is insight by men. In paradise we have separated ourselves from the Lord. I can say it in another way too. We have ruined ourselves entirely. Ruined in such a manner, people, that we can in our own strength not break off one evil thought in our heart and mind. and that we cannot give ourselves one good thought. Try. And you shall well find out, people, what a poor worm that you are. And that is something that become not better. No. But that become worse and worse in our life. When the Lord comfort a sinner, that is a perfect work. Perfect. All that the Lord is doing, that is perfect. But we have to find out in our life that we go not to heaven as a comfort man, but as an uncomforted one. There is in the world no greater disappointment than that we have it ourselves. We are disappointed with everything. Because there is nothing here in the world that can satisfy our heart, if we be honest. But we meet in our life and in the world that is nothing than emptiness. But here especially, the Lord is speaks about days without number. Without number. And there is nothing in us that is seeking the Lord. We have no desire at all for it. No. And then you read in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5, the desire that fails. And whether you desire that and whether you believe that or not believe that, but you find it out. You find it out. And you know, the Lord Jesus, he said once in John 21 to Peter, after that he was restored as an apostle of Christ, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." There come times in our life, people, that we have to experience if we must make one step to enter into heaven that we never came there. But it is a blessing, people, a blessing, that you read about at Lazarus, the beggar, that he died, and that the angels came and carried him in the bosom of Abraham. There it lay, so. Saved by grace only. And now we can well think sometime that we know something of grace, but we have to find out, people, that it shall be a wonder if we ever did understood what grace means. And the Lord, he have to open for us such deep ways. Yeah, deep ways. Is that now although necessary? Is that now so necessary? Can it not be different? No. No, The Lord, he said, I shall lead the blind in the ways that they have not known. The blind. And we become in our life, people, a blind person before the Lord. Teach me thy way of truth, and I will not depart. And I come never to an end. No. In our heart congregation, there is nothing than proud, pride. There are nothing than obstacles. In our heart, let I say it in one word this evening, in our heart is nothing else by nature than enmity against God and his ways. And we are fighting with the Lord time and again, people. Maybe there is no people here in this evening that was no fighting today with the Lord. No fighting today with him. God's people that know that they never shall win the battle. They know that. And still they keep Maran here. That keeps on account that we have no desire to be saved in that way that the Lord from all eternity had appointed. You read here in that text in Isaiah about a valley. You read about a mountain, a hill. You read about the crooked. You read about the rough places. And now, for men, there is nothing so hard, congregation, than to become before the Lord what we are. We hate it. You believe it? We hate it inside to become before the Lord what we are, because his way that is to strip us out entirely and to place us as a naked person before him. That there is nothing left. That there is nothing left. I shall not say so much this evening because you are not so used to that maybe as that you were before. And yeah, personally, I have well a desire to say something. You know that. But not so long ago, some weeks ago, I was in the West to preach there some days. And I visit one of God's children. Man was operated, an old man. And I love that man on account of what there is in work to draw in his heart. But he was not home. Thus I have to go back with an elder. But I called that man that evening. I say, I was by the door this afternoon. He said, yeah, I have known that. I have heard it already. But I say, how is it with you after the operation? And then that man, he said, oh, to me, I am not laying in hell. I am not laying in hell. And he could no more talk. And I could no more talk to that man. No. That goes so deep in my heart, so deep. That men say, I lay not in hell. And oh, congregation, to come now to that place. And that not once, but time and again. We hated to come to such a place. But the Lord, he brings his people there. And he, by his almighty power, he works by his spirit in their heart to bring the people to that place, not with their mouth and their lips, no, but to confess with their heart that they are a man that is standing outside, that have placed himself outside, and for whom that it shall be such a miracle, people. Such a miracle, if it is ever true in their heart. And that they one day shall enter into heaven as in hell worthy sinner. So. But now to come to the point about John the Baptist. That man that was a messenger of the Lord. And he had to prepare the way for Christ. In the first place, even John the Baptist, in John 1, verse 33 and 31, then he said, and I know him not. Joseph Irons, he said that John the Baptist had danced before Christ before that he was born. And still he said, and I don't know him. Because in that respect, congregation, that John, with all that grace that that man had received, he was a man in the like fashion as all of us. Also, that man, he need in his life a revelation from the Lord to know that Christ. To know him. But he was also the man that was privileged to refer to Christ after that his eyes were opened for the glory of him as the only begotten Son of God. And then he said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And now, congregation, that Christ is necessary to know. But how shall we now come to the knowledge of that Christ? There's now the question. John the Baptist, he was baptizing on the river of Jordan. He never preached in the temple. And you find him never in a synagogue. Why not? Why was that man preaching on the river of Jordan? Because by the coming of Christ, then the service of the ceremony that came all to an end. They are abolished. They were brought to an end. And it was no more the blood of bullocks and of cows and of other animals. But now the time was there that Christ would shed his blood for the remission of the sins of his people. But above all, congregation, above all, to satisfy the justice of God. There are two things that we have to separate. That means to be separate in that respect that we have to realize that there are two things necessary. And that is, first of all, that through Christ and through his mediatorial work, that the Father shall be satisfied with the sin. And as soon as the Father is satisfied with his people on the basis of the mediatorial work of Christ, then the sinner can be reconciled with God. That means, in another way to explain that, there come for all God's people sooner or later in time that it on their side is cut off. I say yesterday, you know, on a funeral by us to the people, when the Lord comfort a sinner, then we can no more be comforted. Can you figure it out? When the Lord comfort us, then I cannot be comforted. Everybody can be comforted. Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. Why can I then not be comforted? I tell you. Because the Lord, he said in his word, that no one knows what is in man than the spirit that is in him. We know only ourselves, people. And then it is nothing else than mountains and hills. Nothing else than a valley of sin and iniquity. It is nothing as crooked all our ways. And rough places. Then we say, oh Lord, no. Oh, really, people, if the Lord works in our heart, then we have a desire to believe, but we cannot believe unless that the Lord works it by his Holy Spirit in our heart. And then it is easy. But before that almighty power in our heart comes by the applying of the Holy Spirit, oh, then we say, Lord, how shall I ever embrace it? How shall I ever believe that it is for me? God's children, in the first rebroken of the Holy Spirit, when he reproved them of sin, righteousness, and holiness, then they are standing outside of it. Really, David, he said, against thee I have sinned, and I have done what is evil in thy holy sight. And then there are two things that are coming on the foreground. Two things. It is easy enough, people. It is all in the Word of God. And that is, in the first place, the mountains and hills of our sins and iniquities. Because come all back. It comes all back. The Lord gave the people when he convinced them. First of all, to see backwards, and then to see before what lays for them forward. Backwards is all dark, and forward In heaven is no place for them. And they cannot go to hell. And in this world they cannot find. You have no trouble, boys, fathers and mothers, that you have to warn your children not to go to the places of vanity if the Lord stops them, because the Lord had done it. There is no more desire. No more desire. The Lord, he takes away the desire after sin. And they can no more delight in sin. They rather would die than to sin longer against the Lord. They have said in the Lord, in their life, that they say, Lord, please took me away, because I realize that I can do nothing else than to greet thee. To greet thee. And they are trying well to make it better, but it become not better. It become worse and worse in their life. And that goes not about outward things, but here. In their own heart and in their own soul. And in the second place, people, the realization that they are without God in the world. That in paradise they have lost everything. And how shall I now become a partaker of all that I have lost? Can they see it? No. The Lord have to reveal that. The Lord have to bring him to that fullness that is in Christ. If the Lord bring them to that fullness in Christ, then there is a joy in their heart. And if he can be saved, then everyone can be saved in the world. Everyone. That is because in the revelation of the gospel, there is such an opening for a poor sinner. For such a sinner, who, except his fall, his sin, and his condemnation. When they are privileged, that there come a time in their life that they have to say nothing. That they are speechless. And that really that they are waiting for the moment that the Lord shall cut them up. That the Lord shall send them to hell. Boys, girls, men and women in my midst. The times that when it was evening, to afraid to go to our death. And if he were sleeping alone in a room, that we have no freedom to lay our head down on that pillow, but to sit there, afraid that the Lord shall cut us off. And then they say, oh, if I now fell asleep and the Lord cut me off and I have to go to hell, what then? Then rather with our full mind, aware of everything. And if after days that we were so in agony, that we fell asleep, but then to awaken and to see the sun on the sky. Oh, that they say, Lord, I am still alive. Lord, I am still alive. And then they receive a little hope. And what they say then, boy? Then they say, Lord, is it possible to be comforted for a sinner as I? And they are already comforted. They are already comforted at the side of the Lord, but not on that side. But of course, you read in Numbers 14, I think it's 24 or 34, first there in the chapter. And then the Lord, he said there, you shall be aware that I break you off. The way to heaven, that is not a way that go up in the air, people. No. But that is a way that goes through the deep to the depths. With so much darkness and so much strife. David, he said, for thy name's sake, I am killed all the day long. And if it is right in your heart, people, then the devil is behind you time and again, day and night. If it is the work of the Lord in your heart. And then he refers you to your former life. And to all that you have done in your life, and to your fallen Adam, but all the necessity, people, only acknowledge thine iniquities that thou hast sinned against me. Not in sorrow about the results of sin, but in sorrow of sin itself, the character of sin. Paul, he said, I have done it in ignorance. Soften that his condition, no. No. But that means congregation, that means that before that the Lord had comforted us, that we have never realized the character of sin, we have never realized it. But now that bitterness. And people, if he never, the Lord is free in what manner and way and measure. But if he never come in our heart and life to the knowledge of the bitterness of our sin, the sweetness of the blood of Christ had never value for our hearts. The bitterness. And then there is not something in between. And what is that? What is that? That they come here in sight and then they say, boy, shall be the question whether that it was deep enough. And that it was of the right work of the Lord. Really? Till that the Lord give light over it. Oh, we start this evening congregation, teach me thy way of truth, and I will not depart. I hope you all can follow it this evening, but from moment to moment, from moment to moment, the Lord have to enlighten us. And the Lord have to speak to our soul. And now, another thing, it is seldom that the Lord speaks to his people. There is some people that have every day in text. Oh, yeah, here. In their mind. In their mind. You know when that the Lord speaks to us. You know when he speaks to the people. Then we are at the brink of despair. When it can no be longer. Then we are ready to perish in our life. Then the Lord he speaks. But otherwise, oh, it have to come to an end, people. And now sometime in our life, do we say, Lord, I think it is at the end, and there happens nothing. Why not? Because it is here not to an end, came to an end. No. There is not something that we cleave upon and to rely upon. But if now everything in our life is taken away, congregation, ask God's people, and they shall tell you out of their life to what in depth that it came for their own heart and soul. But then they know also what the Lord has spoken. En in Hollands het zegt, het zal geen leed uit mijn geheugen ooit meer. Shall we never take an away? Oh, the Lord, he come back to it. And the people that is privileged to come back. Even that it was 30 and 40 years ago. And when the Lord, and it pleased the Lord to place a stamp upon it, then the people that is so glad, so glad. Another time when it will gone, it is gone. And then they say, oh Lord, was it well true? Say it is again. Say it is again. And now maybe there is people here in my midst that would say to me, tell me this evening, how can I know in my life that the true work of the Lord was in my heart? I will answer that question for you. I will answer it. And the answer that is, when it pleased the Lord to come back, when he come back, and he comes back. O worm of Jacob and people of Israel, fear not. I have known you, and I deliver you, and I comfort you. Comfort, comfort my people, said the Lord your God. Oh, congregation, the Lord have to take everything out of the way. We brought the hindrance in the way in paradise. And we make mountains and hills and depths day after day, people. Day after day. Sometimes then we have to say to ourselves, Lord, shall I ever learn? Shall I ever learn? I am so stiff-necked. Oh, shall there well one person in the world so wretched as I am? Shall there well one who sinned away it all the time? Oh, people, sometime one thought that come in your heart and mind. Sometime one thought, and it is gone. It is gone. And then you say, oh Lord, I am a slave to sin. And Paul, he said in Romans 7, sold to sin. Sold to sin. And now the preaching of John the Baptist, that was not so easy. Oh, no, no. Oh, no. In our days, many ministers, they say, brothers and sisters. But John the Baptist had not said that. Oh, generation of vipers. Generation of vipers. But to accept that now, faith. To accept that now. To become before the Lord what we are and to learn. And to learn for our own heart that Christ came in the world to seek and to save those that are lost. And people, when we come in our life standing alone, And I hate to be alone. I hate to be alone. But if I standing there alone, as once the prodigal son in the field, then his father is there to embrace him and to kiss him. Then and when I have lost everything, oh, I am not worthy, not worthy to come under my roof. And that you take me back, then, for sinners. But it takes our whole life to learn that we are a sinner, and to accept that we are a sinner. We shall sing no psalter, and in a few words, 143, the last stanza. From out thy presence cast me not, thy face no more to see. Thy Holy Spirit and his grace take not away from me. Number 143, the last stanza. Therefore he had to say, behold the Lamb of God. But now the necessity of the preaching of John the Baptist here in our life. O congregation, first of all, the necessity of the work of the Lord in our heart. There is a text in the Bible that said, who shall convince Ahab? And we have to say that of ourselves. We go on and on in our sinful ways, even in sin, or that it is in our own righteousness as a Pharisee. But there is no need for Christ in our life. And you read in Matthew 7, congregation, that the gate is straight, and the way is narrow that leads to eternal life. And how small, why is that way so narrow? Why? There is no room for sin by those that walk in that way. But there is also no room for our righteousness. This, even a man and wife cannot go together on that way. You cannot come behind one another. But together with one another, that is impossible. No. It is impersonal. It is a personal matter. Yeah. And it is so necessary, young and old. that had become a person letter. That the Lord said hitherto, and O Father. That we fall on that battlefield of free and sovereign grace. That we come to places and to a work what we never had done in our life. That we come in secluded places. Boys, girls, did your father, did your mother well as find you? Are you a niece? Did they sometime open well as a door in the house that you have not expected that your father or mother was there, but that he found you, pouring out your heart? What did you say then? Oh, that they say, Lord, he lays now a creature, a sinner, that is on the way to hell. That is on the way to hell. That I deserve nothing else, have to be known over here. Yeah. And then, oh, to justify God, that he is right. Oh, when the Lord burned up Sodom and Gomorrah, you know the history. What happens then? Then the Lord, he put that Lot out of the city. His wife that looked back to the city, Lot had not done it. Why not? Why not? Why had Lot not then done it? Oh, here in his heart he accepted the righteousness of God. And there was no chair left for him, no bed left for him. There was nothing left for him. But it was singing here, the Lord is right in all his ways. To bow, oh congregation, we have in 348 in our Psalter. It was one of the lines when I came here in this country, one of the first lines that have struck my heart, and bow before him there, and bow before him there. And if they had asked me that day that that happens, tell me what is the line before of the line behind that, I don't know. No, but only that line and bow before him that the worthiness of the Most High God, but then of something else, people. There is not something else involved, and bow before him there. When we are privileged to lay there in the dust, then that sinner that said, Lord, please, deeper, 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 that there is nothing left. That is the desire of the heart. Oh, congregation, was that well as ever the desire of your heart? Now as honest this evening. Now as honest. Was there ever a time in our life that we have no thoughts about hell or heaven. No thoughts about hell or heaven. But, Lord, to know him and to receive him as our portion for time and eternity. And that we say, O Lord, I am such a wretched one. Oh, there are no words to explain. We have thought so many times, was I never born? Have I never seen daylight? Till that the moment come, that the Lord come to come and speak to the soul. Peace and pardon. And when the Lord gave him a crumb of that faith, that woman, she said, yes, Lord, also the dogs are eating of the crumbs fallen from this master's table. And then he said, oh, Lord, shall you ever give me that privilege that I receive as a crumb? Oh, Lord, one look, one smile, Lord, I think there is no people in my midst this evening. Even that is not every day. No, no. But some people that would say, Lord, I would well give my house, my car, everything for one look and for one smile. Then I would be the happiest person in the whole world. The happiest person, yeah. Oh, congregation, we never can accept it of this world. And we never can accept it of self. But speak thou to my soul. I am thy salvation. And that voice, the bride, she said, this is the voice of my beloved. Yeah. And if that takes place, oh, then they can die too. They can die too. Then they would say, Lord, take me now, my away. That I never have to come back in myself. That is one thing else, people. They are so afraid to come back in himself. And as time and again, that is not once, no, but that is time and again, sin it away. That's all that it is in their life. And the way to heaven, congregation, that is not a way forward, but that is a way backward. Backward, yeah. And to walk backward, that is hard to, because then you can see not so much. And so the Lord lead his blind to the ways that he have not known. And he breaks him up in everything. But at the other hand, people, it is a profitable way. Oh, it is a profitable way. It is a way that the Lord glorified in all his attributes. And that Christ extolled in the highest. Rutherford, he said, if there were thousands heaven above one another, he said, then I placed my Savior and Mediator in the highest. That is that your life, people? Then it is well with you. Then it is well with you. How heavy that your strife is. And through what darkness that you have to go. But if you can say it, Peter, children, Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Then it is well for time and for eternity. Because if it is a long time true, then it is true forever. Could I always see that? Could I always see that? And could I always believe that? But I am the Lord, I not change. He is the unchangeable God. I have loved thee with a love eternal. Oh, we shall close for this evening because there is not no end to it. But the Lord, he may sanctify the few words in this evening, instructing in the way of salvation. And that he may glorify and that he may apply it to young and old, great and small. The world passes away with all the lust thereof. But those that do the will of God, they shall be forever and forever. Children of God, yeah, yeah. Children of God. I don't know whether that I am a child. Maybe there is some that say, oh, I fear that I am a bastard. But if you fear that you are a bastard, then you are not a bastard. No. And I hope that in this evening that the Lord a few words have sanctified for your heart and applied to your soul, that not some can leave this church in this evening with a little courage and with a little comfort in their heart, that their life is brought on this pulpit this evening, and that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, because we need that, that he included us and give that faith that overcomes the world. Oh, my people, what impossible is with men, that is possible with the Lord. It is too bad that we have so small thoughts about the Lord. We grieve him so many times, and we are quenching the Spirit so many times. If the Lord come back, then you have grief in your heart over it. And sorrow in your soul. May the Lord remember all of us. I hope to see you again the next Sabbath day, if the Lord now will spare us. And to make room in our hearts. Not John the Baptist, but Christ. The one that we know to live and to die. Amen. Lord, bless the few words spoken in this evening in the midst of this church. Sanctify it to the heart of the hearers for the first time and by renewal. Be with us in the day of tomorrow in that other congregation. Give desire to come and to hear thy word and make it easy. The river of God is full of water. Remember this congregation with the minister and with the consistory, with all the needs in the families, in the alarming times in which we are living. Remember our own congregation, which we have left behind us, with all the sick and with all the afflicted, and give us thy favor and thy love in our heart. For Christ's sake only, amen. The last stanza of 68. They that fear and love the Lord shall Jehovah's friendship know. He will grace to them accord and his faithful covenant show. 68, the last stanza. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.